Hello, this is Dr. Micah Jazz with Be Still and Know. Despite our secular culture, there is a perennial search for truth that stirs within the human imagination. Whilst we may struggle with the idea of miracle, we long for acceptance and love. The wounds of a failing relationship strike deep within the human heart. Our trust and our confidence in people and life is diminished. We withdraw emotionally and determine to protect ourselves by becoming more self-referential or selfish. Whether with its first appearance in Hackett's Life of Archbishop Williams in 1693, or more recently in Richard Dawkins' The Selfish Gene, there is a common recognition from within and beyond the Christian community of our need to, as Dawkins states, understand what our own selfish genes are up to, because we may then at least have the chance to upset their designs. Whilst there may be common consent of our felt need to address the self-centered nature that informs each one of us, something which, if left unaddressed, creates social chaos, there is no such consensus upon how best to address it. Was natural selection the inbuilt means to manage a self-perpetuating society? Or is there a personal God who lay behind the many layers and textures that make up human existence and personal interaction? I'm of the conviction that within the human heart, whilst there is a search for understanding, the reality is one that St. Augustine succinctly expressed, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our heart is restless until it finds its rest in you." In a non-religious world, the concept of God can prove elusive. Yet despite the advances of scientific inquiry, there remains a big question as to the source of everything that makes up the creation we inhabit. God, of course, is quite content to leave it to each of us to make up our mind like a trial jury. We have the unenviable task of having final judgment on who God is, if God is anything or anyone at all. The consequences could not be greater, for the ultimate end of our mortal existence lies within the choice we make. The unique notion within Christianity is that whilst humanity unsuccessfully strives to discern and discover the truth of the universe and resolve the riddle of our meaning, God took responsibility to journey to us and make God known in Jesus through the Incarnation. God is an event in our own time, space, world, constrained by its limitations yet illuminated by Jesus' divine nature, shared with his human mortality. Christianity is the fact of the Incarnation, and we can have confidence in God's truth. As we enter into the God space today, how confident are you in the present reality of God with you? The event of Jesus' manifestation isn't limited to the Incarnation 2,000 years ago. God is present now, and you're invited to meet with the reality of God in your daily experiences. Amen. I've made my decision that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and I seek prayerfully to encounter God in my daily interaction in every aspect of my life. Now please do join our Premier Life Voice of Hope family and visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and join me on Sunday for Premier Life as well as for Be Still and Know throughout the week. But for now, from me, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye and God bless.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. we do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.